He has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Amaze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with Amaze, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a tough-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Mays at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95 KPR. Tigers take on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, Mays on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
The Don and Mike Show.
Charmingly ghetto. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, and welcome back. Good Thursday afternoon to you. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. Artinger here with you. And this has just been handed to me. Today we'll be giving away Sopranos prize packs. Everybody loves these. I've even had a few myself. Right, Buzz? Anyway, getting back into the best of. Now, this is one of my favorite segments of all time. Don and Mike call Australia with the time machine. You know it. You love it. It's the best. Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Here's a story. It's not really that interesting, but I'll tell you why I think we should call. It's some dude in Australia whose name is Tim Bull.
Bull?
Yeah. And he's mounting a drive to rename some big volcano or some mountain or something after Bigfoot. Okay, that is, it's a boring story.
It's a bunch of bull.
But the reason it would be great to call this guy is that this guy lives in Australia.
Right.
And technically, right now, it's tomorrow in Australia.
It's
been a long time since we used the time machine.
That's right. We are making a phone call
to the future.
It is so exciting when we travel in time by calling Australia.
Time machine.
Time machine.
You see, it, time machine, it's Wednesday already.
Already it is tomorrow with the time machine. So we're really seeing what's going to happen in the future.
Time machine.
Find out if there are any other news stories.
Time machine.
See if any. He knows what we will know. Only he knows it first because he is living in Tomorrowland.
Ask him who won the big game tonight.
Fantastic.
Time machine.
Time machine.
I love my time machine. I really do.
What was the lead story on the 11 o'clock news in the United States?
We are calling Tim Bull.
Oh, no.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Hold on.
Not always easy to use the time machine. Sometimes the forces of nature conspire against us so that we can't get the time machine up and running.
I got it.
Good. Time machine.
All right, but get ready for another exciting edition of the time machine.
We are calling tomorrow, Wednesday morning.
Time machine. Because you see, we crossed the international date line.
Yes.
Meaning that it's Wednesday in Australia.
Time to call Mick Dundee.
Almost 7 o'clock in the morning in Australia.
Time machine.
Yeah, this would be a wake-up call. Tomorrow.
Time machine.
Ooh,
this call is being diverted. Please wait.
Diverted?
Why is it being diverted?
To a machine? Because we're calling into the future.
G'day there. Thanks for calling Tim the Yowie Man. I'm currently experiencing a high volume of calls, but please leave a message and I will promise to get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, crap.
Couldn't we call anywhere in Australia to use the time machine?
Time zones?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Just call anywhere, like, call a breakfast joint or something. Find out what the headlines are tomorrow.
I've just dialed a number at random. Made up a number.
Excellent.
So I don't know if this is going to go through or not.
A random number in Australia.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we're getting a regular ring.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
G'day. It's the breakfast flakes. Australian radio.
7-6. All right. I'll try this guy one more time. And then we'll just call an operator and have her put us through to McDonald's.
And, of course, whenever we call Australia, I always say, you know, that once a jolly swag man.
We're sorry.
Camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda.
Yep. Hold on, I got a number right here. No thanks, honey.
Time is shade.
And when you say that thing about Billy Bach,
yes,
I always like saying there once was a girl from Nantucket. Would love to say. Oh. All right, let's call Stewart Island, New Zealand.
Ah, same thing.
Fisherman from the future. Yes. This is the original time machine call.
Fisherman from the future. He'll be able to tell us what's happening.
Time machine.
What we can look forward to.
Time machine.
When we wake up.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man, this is great. And it's cool because all the people in California and New York and all the way in between, this is real exciting.
Time machine right now.
Time travel is fun.
Ah!
Hello. I love the time travel.
Hello.
Hello, fisherman from the future.
Hello.
Hello, I'm the message after the beep.
All right, hold on. We get an operator here.
What will fish taste like in the future? We'll have to call
time machine.
The fisherman of the future.
Time machine.
Welcome to Bell Atlantic.
Ah, welcome yourself. Time machine.
Oh, maybe we could speak to some of those Sheilas down under.
You know what? She's probably going to put me through to some international operator, right?
Tell me, help you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to a McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
You'd want to contact your long-distance company. Who is your long-distance operator?
I don't know. I'm a disc jockey, sir. I'm just doing a radio show. Couldn't you please do it?
No, sir. I'm afraid not.
Why?
We don't call overseas, sir.
Why? You're the phone company.
Can you call anybody?
Please call from my supervisor.
Pardon me?
Oh, dear. He wants his supervisor to speak with us.
Sure. If you want to.
I didn't even get a chance to tell him that we were time traveling.
We're on a mission to go to the future.
Hello?
We'd like an Egg McMuffin in the future, please.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Tomorrow morning, it's breakfast time.
Hello?
Breakfast time in Australia. Time machine.
Well, now, when you dial zero, it's Bell Atlantic.
To dial 00. For an international operator.
Yeah, but I should be able to get an operator just by dialing zero.
The supervisor can probably connect you to the international operator, but you're just going to have to
maybe not.
Your best bet is to dial 00 to expedite travel to the future.
As soon as you dial 00, you will speak to an international operator.
All right. I just hate giving up on this.
I know.
Rob, pick up line 4 and let me know when the supervisor picks up. Okay?
Supervisor.
All right.
You call 00?
MCI WorldCom.
I just
enter
did.
The number you wish to call. Area code first. For operator assistance, press 0 now.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Hello there. I'm your international operator.
Yeah, welcome. May I help you?
Yeah, hey, baby. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to any McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
Well, unfortunately, sir, I don't have any. This is the long-distance operator. I don't have any listings. I would have to connect you to the directory assistance operator in Australia.
All right, would you do that, please?
You're billing it to the phone you're on?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Double bill it, as a matter of fact.
Double bill it. Okay.
Double bill it.
All right.
Buy yourself something nice.
Please hold, and I'll transfer you to an MCI WorldCom International DA operator.
Thank you.
What happened to the supervisor, Robbie?
Disconnected.
Phooey. See, that's what happens when you really
Thank
get a
you
man.
For holding. May I have the name and the city to the party to whom you're needing directory in Australia, please?
Yes, yeah, Sydney, Australia, McDonald's.
I'm sorry, sir. We're looking for a business or a residence?
Yes, a business. You know, House of Hamburgers, McDonald's.
You're on the air in Sydney. You're on the air. Anyone will do. Right? As long as it is in the future.
How you doing on that, honey?
One moment, sir. The computer is searching, sir.
You file under H for hamburger or M for McDonald's?
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for McDonald's in Sydney, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, sir. Please hold.
Thank you. She didn't want to play any of our reindeer games.
What a ball buster. They're Thank you, Nurse Ballbricker.
Very testy today. Lots of the phone people. The people who control our lives.
Should you just hang up on us?
I think oh, sir, I did not. Please hold, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh,
thank you.
I didn't know you could still hear me.
Okay. Thank you for holding, sir. Are you needing a particular branch or a particular office?
You pick just a McDonald's restaurant in Sydney, Australia.
Anyone will do. Just put us right through.
And double bill it, incidentally. And buy yourself something nice. Buy yourself some bath oil beads. You know, splurge.
Hosiery.
Yeah, buy yourself some nice pantyhose.
Is she still on the line? Ma'am?
Yes, sir, I'm still on the line.
Okay, so any McDonald's, you heard that part, right?
Yes, sir, and I heard everything else. Please hold.
Thank you.
Enjoy the bath oil beads.
011, country code is 61, and the city code is 2. The telephone number is 9722. Thank you for using MCI WorldCom.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, now it's ringing.
There she is. Thank you. All right.
Good morning, McDonald Johnson. This is Belinda.
Hello. Is this McDonald's?
Yes. McDonald Johnson or J.D. McDonald you're after?
Let me first say you're on the radio at the Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show where it is yesterday, and in Sydney it's this morning. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Is it Wednesday morning where you are?
Yes.
Time machine! I love the time machine!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are calling McDonald's in the future.
Time machine!
Truly amazing.
You see, where we are, it's yesterday.
That's right. It's dinner time yesterday.
And where you are, it's breakfast time tomorrow.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's happening Wednesday? Anything new?
Time machine.
Sorry?
Is there anything new happening on Wednesday morning?
No.
Well, time machine.
Time duh machine.
Time machine. Can you tell us of any late-breaking news items that happened on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
No.
Are there a lot of people in your restaurant?
We're not actually... No, I don't think you understand. We're not actually a restaurant.
You're not a restaurant.
Who are you?
No, I think you have to like the McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah, I thought we were calling McDonald's.
We are that's our name of our company, but we're not actually a restaurant.
We didn't call the restaurant.
Oh.
We're totally.
Sorry.
What kind of business?
What business is this, honey?
JD McDonald. We actually sell hand dryers.
You sell hand dryers?
Yeah.
Like hand dryers for public restrooms?
Yes.
All right, well, maybe you can still answer our questions. It doesn't really matter who we call. We wanted to call the future because where we are, it's yesterday. And where you are, it's tomorrow. Now, can you tell us, has anybody famous died since last night?
No. Not that I know of.
Have there any major natural disasters of any kind?
No.
No, nothing going on like that? And what?
No.
Could you tell us how life is better in the future? Can you tell us what's better tomorrow than today? What new innovations can we look for in the future? What new inventions?
I'm not really sure.
Or perhaps you'd like to ask us about life in the olden times.
Yeah, what life was like in the past. Because we're speaking to you from the past.
See, where we are, it's yesterday.
Do you understand? Nope. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you get the fact that where you are, it's Wednesday, and where we are, it's Tuesday?
Yes.
Don't you
think? What about to you?
What?
How can it be Wednesday when here it's Tuesday? No, we're Wednesday, you're Tuesday. So you're a whole day behind us.
Yes!
That's why we are speaking to you with a time machine!
Time machine! See, we are calling a woman in the future. That's you!
Oh, terrific. Thank
you.
Your
future woman! Time machine.
Is it early where you are? Is it early tomorrow?
It's 9:57 a.m.
Oh, you should be much more awake than you are then.
Can you tell me what tomorrow's weather is like?
It's hot and steamy in Sydney.
Hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy.
That's right. You know another thing? It's a weather machine, Don.
I've seen weather machine.
We're calling from wintertime, and it's summertime. It's summertime.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who wins tonight on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't watch that. Sorry.
Oh, I wish you did. Then you'd be able to give us the lowdown.
But see, that would be our night tonight. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight.
Do you have any hot stock picks for us?
No, because I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV.
Sorry. No.
You don't watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what life's like in the future? You don't watch TV?
Oh, my God, Don. There's no TV in the future.
No, there has to be TV in the future.
Where are you calling from? You said Wichita, but...
No, honey, we're calling from Washington, D.C. We're calling from yesterday.
Yeah,
you see,
I got
here,
that.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah?
You're on national radio in America.
Oh, thank you.
We're calling you from the past, when people were smarter.
What would you like to ask us about the past? Go ahead, ask us anything. We'll tell you what it was like in our time.
I think I know it already.
Aha! That's very smart. Yes, you do. You see, you know what happened in the past, but
we
don't
know
what
happens in the future. That's why we're using our time machine. Time machine.
Well, in Sydney this morning, there was a terrible accident on the F4 going into Sydney, so traffic was held up. See, you know that before anyone else now.
Ah, see, now that's, honey, that's just what we're looking for.
Thank you very much for that insight. We
appreciate it. Some kind of late-breaking news with our time machine.
Okay.
Time machine. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We just called the dumbest woman in the future.
That is for sure.
I mean that. Out of all the people in Australia we could have gotten.
Where are you from, Wichita?
Time machine.
Time machine. Well, you know, people's brain juices get scrambled when you use the time machine.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
We got a war going on. We got chaos all over the place, overseas, and we got to protect people. And that's what our mission is here, to look out for you.
Bill O'Reilly. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Letters to Johnny Carrabba and Damian Mandola, founders of Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Sarah Hirsch from West Bloomfield, Michigan, sent us this lovely poem.
It's about our Carrabba's Carside Carryout.
There are days when life is hectic and unstable, but it's still my job to put dinner on the table. So when the thought of cooking makes me want to shout, I know I can count on Carrabba's Carside Carryout. Without so much as taking out a pot, a tasty meal is what I've got. Chicken marsala or scrumptious chicken Brian, both are delicious, and I ain't lying.
That's beautiful, Sarah. Thank you.
I know the feeling, JC. You know, some nights you just don't want to cook.
Or you just don't have the time.
It's so easy. All you do is call us with your order, pull into our reserve parking, and we'll bring your dinner right to your car.
Like Sarah Hirsch says.
This is what family dining is all about. Courtesy of Carrabba's Carside Carryout.
You can even pick it up in your PJs.
Come as you are. Carrabba's may be the best Italian food you ever tasted.
Visit Carrabba's in Reston, off Fairfax County Parkway on Sunset Hills Road, across from Target.